Okay, Rabotai, Rosh Chodesh Tov, Umevorach, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul stands for Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the Dod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets closer to us. It's also Elul in Aramaic. It's to search. I think Unkelus translates Meraglim Alelai, Ma'alelai. So that's another meaning of Elul. Elul's time to search our deeds. When the principal comes to the classroom, everybody is trembling. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets closer. But you know, we have to realize that it's a loving father that gets close to us. But obviously, it's the time to do teshuvah. That's the purpose of Selichot. That's why we Sfaradim, we start Selichot, Be'ezrat Hashem, right after Rosh Chodesh on Thursday, the first day. And obviously the purpose of Selichot is to search and to see what areas we have to do teshuvah. You know, this Dory Frank was here, I fixed his tefillin shel Rosh. So he said, it's beautiful that you fixed my tefillin shel Rosh. But yeah, people have to know to be careful about their tongue also. Right, that you know, that it's one of the things to do teshuva, and Elul is to review Ilchot Lashon Hara, right? To make sure that our mouth, it's a two-way glad kosher street. Whatever goes in, it's glad kosher, and whatever comes out, right? Also, you see, the Selichot, it's very important, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, it's more important to say Tikkun Chatzot, more important than Selichot. Right? Everybody comes for a Selichot, but you know, it's good. You know, I think we're starting 5:05. Rav Yosef says, right? But it's better, you know, come 5 to 5, 10 minutes. First, say Tikkun Chatzot. Tikkun Chatzot, especially in these days, what's happening in Eretz Israel, our hearts are there. Mamash, you know, we just got used to it. You see, you know, people notice these papers we laminated the Tehillim. I think, you know, originally, you know, Rav Yosef thought, hey, it's going to be just a few weeks. We don't need, but you know, we have been saying Tehillim the whole year, almost a whole year, and we have not to forget. We have, you know, we are all one. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh. Whether we are here in Eretz Israel, our hearts are there. Our brethren, they are these badbach, these hostages. It's you don't you know what the families are going through. It's a hell what the families are going through. You know, the Gemara says that, you know, it's l'chad tzedek shvatechot om rabba. The Gemara says that somebody that was right vaday metzora, right, it's a chesed compared to somebody who was safek. You don't know whether it's metzora or not. It's amazing, right? Here also, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, when people are in doubt, they don't know if they are alive, they are not alive. It's the biggest yisurim. It's the biggest yisurim. Mishpatecha tohom rabba. This is metzorah muskar. Metzorah muskar, you don't know whether it is metzorah or not. Go, you know. So the safek is worse than anything. Anyway, so it's very appropriate, especially this year, right, to do Tikkun Chatzot before the Selichot. We know the Selichot, there are parts of it that even a Yachid could say. Obviously, the best time to say the Selichot is to early, you know, after Chatzot or early in the morning, what we do here. And it's also, you have to realize that, you know, davening Hanetz, you know, during Elul, people try to look for Alelai. As we said, he's searching what areas, right, to improve. If a person is able to daven hanetz, it's a big hidur. But at the same time, it's very important. We have to be considerate at home, right? If you want to get up here for selichot, etc., to be considerate of our wives, right? I think Chafetz Chaim said somebody went to a mikveh. And he stole somebody else's soap. He said, this guy came out dirtier than when he went to the mikveh. he's washing himself with stolen soap to go to mikveh. Here it's also, we have to be careful. You want to come to Selichot early in the morning, but you know, if you disturb your wife's sleep, this is Yatza Secharo Befsado. So a person has to see, either to have, maybe now they have all kinds of maybe alarms on your watch or something that, doesn't wake up everybody. Or some people, I know if their wife prefers, maybe go to another room, right, to during Slichot. Because it's she doesn't have to come to Slichot, and she does, her sleep should not be, we have to be considerate, right? But definitely, coming to Selichot, Hanetz, davening Hanetz, it's a big mitzvah, and it also takes programming, right? You have to go to bed earlier, right? You have to go to bed. I made up, 9 o'clock. I'm going to go to sleep because I want also my wife to get enough hours, right? It's anyway, it has to be planned. But definitely, coming to Hanetz on a regular basis, and even by Slichot, this is one of the Hidurim that the person could adopt, right? Be'ezrat Hashem, that all the Slichot, all the main thing of the Slichot is to do Teshuvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be, right? Mekabel all our Teshuvah and Slichot beratzon. Ani le dodi ve dodili, amen, keni ratzon. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia omer ratzah.